for us, please?
My wife and I have had a small bakery for years, and we truly enjoy talking with and seeing our customers when they come in and pick up their bread. Often we will sit down with them and have something to drink while they eat some of their bread. We bake traditional breads that are of high quality and have loyal customers. We learned that we could sell more if we considered delivering bread to other locations. We have purchased a bike to make the rounds in our town, and it took 7 hours to deliver to everyone. After about 6 weeks, we began to see a decrease in our delivery orders. We are not sure why this happened, but those same customers did not leave us, but preferred buying at our storefront. We think that we may need another bike.
Yeah.
Like your watermelon truck.
So people wanted the experience. They liked them. They liked their storefront. They liked the smell, the experience. And so, to me, this is an exact model of well-run business, well-intentioned operators who thought about what they thought would be the best, what they heard would be the best, and ignored talking to their customers. If they would have just surveyed their customers a little bit, they would have saved buying the bike, the first one, and the 7 hours they spent out delivering, and they'd have definitely not been considering the second bike. But they never talked to their customers. They just did what they thought was going to be good. So we have to talk to our customers. We've been saying that over and over and over and over. And that's such a key, that we have to talk to our customers to make a business decision that's a good one. When you make a major one like that, here they've been there for years, operate one way, and now they're going to make a big change. They didn't talk to their customers. They just went about it and did their own thing. And it was a mistake, and obviously they had to quit it. Yes, Joe.
You know, I read a long time ago an article about Wall Street, and it was talking about people who make it on Wall Street, who do well. And the one thing that stuck with me is they said the people who do well there are people who both dream and check. And it seems like, in part, this story is telling us you think of these things, but then you verify it with your customers. You check it. And so the two together gives you progress forward that's sustainable and real.
Absolutely. Good. Excellent point. Y'all hear that? And
is that what we call customer feedback?
Sure it would be.
Suggestion box?
Sure it would be.
Listen to your customers?
Sure it would be.
Answer the question.
But the key is her point, their point, dream, but then check on those dreams. Because a lot of good things happen. A lot of wonderful creations have happened through people visioning things to come forth and for them to create and to do. They're successful, and then there are a lot that fail. They were just a dream. They didn't work. And if they would have done the next step, as you pointed out, Joe, they'd probably avoided that. So carefully analyze these things. That's one of the real responsibilities that I feel in having these discussions with people and doing the seminars. We don't want you to go out and jump into something and miss some of these key points and instantly lose your life savings in 3 months or something. And or worse, be encumbered with debts that you picked up that it takes you 5 years to work off. We don't want you to do that. And if you'll follow these principles and carefully analyze each one of these details, odds are much better that you won't make that kind of mistake. So I think the big challenge we have is utilizing the information and the experience that surrounds you all. It's there. The resources are there for you. Use them and don't move forward blindly. Check. Check your dream. Check your idea. Carefully. Okay. Let's move to the next one. We have a home delivery guide that we just worked